Now, I got to ask you this. This is for everybody at home who wants to say your full name. Just let it go right now.
Ikemefuna Chinedum Enumpala.
Okay, so I think most people at home are going to stay with IK. You cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
So you, the other night, late in the game, fourth quarter, 13-10. You guys taking care of business. Get a big sack, strip sack. Take me through the play.
You know, it was, you know, coach put me in the game that series. You know, the tackles up front did a good job of, making the quarterback step up. You know, I beat the tackle around the edge, you know, and I just took advantage of my opportunity.
You get a lot of texts from family and friends after that? Did they get a chance to follow you during that game, whether they watch it or not?
A lot of my family down south, they didn't get a chance to watch it due to, you know, just the way it was streaming and stuff. But a lot of them heard about it. And, you know, the clip been, you know, just waving around with my family and coaches and stuff. So, yeah, I got a lot of love after the game and stuff.
That's awesome. How would you describe your first professional camp so far?
It's a learning experience a lot, you know. Just being up here with all these vets and stuff and seeing how good their technique is and, you know, just trying to emulate them as much as I can and stuff. So it's a learning process.
Now, you're playing outside backer most of the time. Now, can you tell folks at home what the difference is between being on the strong side in the system and being that rush backer?
You know, you got a little option to drop a little more. You know, you're not just always handing the dirt at all times. You got to know where you at on the field. You got to be able to count receivers, know formations, and, you know, the thinking process is a little more in depth than, you know, just putting your hand in the dirt and going at it with the old lineman every play.
So what's it been like when you've been asked to drop at times, and how are you coming along as far as that is concerned?
Right. You know, my coach will do a good job of, you know, training me, just helping my fundamentals and stuff, opening my hips up and stuff. So dropping, you know, it's new, but I'm getting used to it.
So take me through your college career. What kind of defense you played there and maybe some of the biggest striking differences in Rex Ryan's system?
Well, most definitely the biggest difference is the playbook that, you know, in college, you know, it's, you know, go get the passer, you know, you have a little blitzes here and there, but, you know, Rex, you got a lot of checks, you know, it's way more in depth, you know, obviously they asked me to do a little bit more than what I did in college, but, you know, in college, you know, Coach Egan, you know, it was straight, you know, hard-nosed football, you know, go beat the man in front of you. You know.
Were you playing more 4-3 end in that system?
Yeah, I was a 4-3 end in that system.
How about Babin and his nonstop motor? And the guy's an accomplished pass rusher in this league. Have you taken some things just watching him a little bit?
A lot. I've taken a lot from Babin. You know, me and Babin have our little side conversations a lot. He teaches me just little secrets he even taught himself throughout, you know, his long career he's been playing. And he shares it with me, shares everything. He doesn't, you know, keep nothing to himself. So, you know, been learning a lot from Babin.